How many of you actually watched Bishop Michael Curry yesterday give his inspiring sermon? It's no pressure. Okay, so thank you, Malcolm, very much for inviting me here this morning. It's a real privilege to be here and to be here on Pentecost Sunday, you know, where we do, as Malcolm has already said, we remember the Holy Spirit being, poured out on the, the disciples. I'm just going to get myself settled. So my name's Rachel, and I work for Hope Interaction, and I'm an empowerment worker. And actually, even as we were singing those songs earlier, I was thinking about the, I just love that term, empowerment. And I am so conscious that it's the indwelling Holy Spirit that empowers me to do the job that I do, working with our tenants at Hope Interaction. In Galatians 5, we read of a life lived by the Spirit, and it is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that empowers us to live this life. And I believe that the life, living life by the Spirit can be a very practical thing. There's a real practical outworking to it. It says for the entire, in Galatians 5 verse 14, it says for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbour as yourself. So as I said, I feel that, there's a real practical dimension to that. So, I'm here to talk about Hope into Action, as I believe, this is a way where, it can be practically expressed. So I'm going to give a bit of background about Hope into Action for you, for those of you that are not so familiar with it. And then I am going to give some information about it without making it a training course, I'm hoping. So just to give you that background. So Hope into Action, as Malcolm has said, is a homegrown charity. It was founded in Peterborough in 2010. And we have seen steady growth. It's now reaching across the UK. We have houses in Norwich, in Cambridge, Nottingham, up in the Black Country, and all the way down to Clacton. So, we've really been so blessed to see what God has done through Hope into Action and through his church partnering with us. And our vision is that every church lovingly providing the homeless with a home. And that's our vision. But in order to, we're so committed to this vision that we will not open a house unless we have a church that will partner with us in the work. And so here as well, just to give you an idea of what that partnering looks like, what is the commitment of a local church when they sort of come in and they partner with Hope into Action? As I say, I'm going to give you quite a bit of information. I don't want it to be like a training thing at all, but it's just so that you have an idea, what is involved. Because I think whenever we get involved in something, there always is a bit of there's a cost there, there's a commitment there. Okay, so in order to partner with Hope into Action, if a church wanted to do that, then it would start with a group of people that would think, I really want to do this. We're starting with a group of people that want to meet with our tenants. We're a housing charity that provide homes for tenants. So it would be a group that want to do that, want to meet with our tenants, and we call that a friendship and support group, and I'll mention that a little bit later, go into detail about that. So Hope into Action would come and talk to the church leader or the leadership team and just sort of go through, talk about the terms of commitment and agreement, and that usually results in actually signing a document which is called, we call an SLA, and that's for about 5 years. So you'd make a commitment for 5 years to partner with us, and then after that, then we review it again. And then at the same time, Hope into Action would liaise with an investor. Now the investor could come from within the church, but also we have external investors, and it could be one investor or it could be multiple investors that want to come together to buy a property. And in this way, it's like sharing your wealth with the poor, because they're taking their money, they're putting the resources into a house, into a property that then can go on and house somebody who doesn't have a home. So, but Hope into Action take care of that side of it, and they would advise the investor in the buying of the property, refurbishment, and then Hope into Action take over the maintenance of the home. So we're involved in sort of every step of it. But what I'd like to move back to is this friendship and support group, because I think this is really where the church gets involved. I said, once the house is bought, tenants are supported within that house. So people move in, it's usually two to three, or possibly three people would live in that property, and they would be people that have needs, you know, are vulnerable, perhaps, you know, they have a past, and, you know, and that's... you know, hopefully the church can have a say about who they would like to support. We have female houses and we have male houses. You know, we have people that have maybe come out of prison and they need somewhere to sort of rebuild their life. They may even have moved from a different area because they need to move away from a, you know, a non-positive relationship. So they may have moved away. So, you know, some churches like to support people that have come out of prison and just see them get their lives rebuilt and back on track. So in terms of supporting the tenants, Hope into Action, again, they provide the professional support. So they would come in, they would handle referrals.